Patty DeGangie and Shirley Gutkowski are known for bringing their Midwestern sensibility to today's health issues with an eye towards the future. With decades of experience in clinical dental hygiene, writing about it, speaking on it, and pondering over all aspects of it, Patty and Shirley challenge dental hygienists to reach higher levels of revolutionary thinking to meet 21st century patient needs, wants, and expectations. Beware their infectious excitement. It can be catchy.
Shirley, recently you and I were both at the Speaking Consulting Network out in Portland, and we heard Chuck Blakeman speak. What an interesting guy. You know, his book titled, Why Employees Are Always a Bad Idea.
Well, yeah, it sure got everybody's attention, didn't it?
Sure did. It sure did. And what's great is it's a way how this can really apply to dental hygiene where we are now and where we need to go in the future.
Exactly. And the Speaking Consulting Network, for those who don't know, is a group of consultants and wannabe consultants who are, you know, networking with one another. And so this message of not having employees, I think, was a really good message for that group of dental practice consultants. It was an entirely new way of looking at a business. And the thing that really caught my attention and that I brought home and I even talked to my husband about was this idea of this no management kind of a business. And he gave it a name, participatory age, the participatory age. And there, I tried to look that up as a business model, and it doesn't really have a title. But this participatory age that we're in is the exact millennial mindset that we've been talking about in our articles and in our column here for the last few months. And that is the idea that everybody's in it together at an equal level, and that leaders, instead of bosses or managers, kind of naturally show up. And those are the people that have the handle on the entire mission of the business, as opposed to I'm in charge of making appointments, I'm in charge of scraping teeth, I'm in charge of drilling teeth, that kind of an idea. So everybody in the whole business, and the example I think was Zappos, is kind of all in. They all know the mission, they all live the mission, they all know the vision of the practice, they all live the vision of the practice or of the business, and everything seems to really thrive under that kind of quote-unquote leadership.
What's interesting, though, is for most of us, we live in more of that factory assembly line kind of model. When you were describing, you know, this one does this one scrapes teeth, this one does the appointment, that's a factory. Or sometimes I even call it the McDonald's thing. You know, okay, I mean, I know nothing with just in these companies. There's companies that certainly were successful. Well, they were successful in the past, and I thought what was interesting, too, when Chuck was talking about this, is some of the numbers mm-hmm. that they were talking about.
Yeah.
This has happened. You mentioned Zappos and Zappos, you know, as an online business and what they've done. And really, there's a lot of especially the tech companies and all that, they've done this kind of a shift in thinking. Yet my experience is that healthcare, we think that can't work for us. So no, we have to have this hierarchy and model of bosses and responsibilities and all that stuff. And again, for people that never heard some of this stuff before, it sounds like, again, we're throwing out the baby with the bathwater. It's like, no, it's just it's a different way of looking. And I know, Shirley, you kind of thought through some of the ways that you know, we as dental hygienists can shift through this becoming, well, the word's a stakeholder. In other words, I have ownership.
Yeah.
I know I've always wanted ownership in the practice, yet where I am here in Illinois, we're specifically barred by language-wise by the Practice Act that I can't own the practice, but yet mentally I can own the practice, behaviorally I can own the practice. What would be like an example of that?
Well, it's the same thing as that, whatever that guy is that owns that, what is his name, Singh or something like that? I can't even remember that guy's name. He owns the business, or he did until he sold it to Amazon or whatever. And so he has the ultimate say, but he has people around him that will participate in his vision and the way that he sees his business and the world. So from a dental hygienist perspective, or for a dental assistant, or for a manager, or for a receptionist, or for the lady who comes in the evening, or man, and empties the garbage, so long as everybody's in on the same vision, then everybody is going to participate at another level. And the level, the participation part, is to participate in healthy patients. So from a dental hygienist perspective, and as you mention every now and then, I clean teeth too. Just last week I was subbing in and taking over someone's patients. And the thing is that I have to focus on dental hygiene. And I think that's the number one thing that we have to do as hygienists, focus on what it is our job description is. And our job description has things like filing charts and calling from, you know, the dead file or whatever. That's like the 70th thing on our job description. It shouldn't be in the top 10. So focusing on dental hygiene, I think, is the number one thing that we can do. And to internalize the practice vision, what is that vision?
Can really help to take it, because we can get so centered in just our own part. But to use the analogy of the body, you know, like right ventricle of the heart is not more important than the left ventricle. And it certainly isn't more important than the brain or the skin. It's just that this integral part that each of us play within the practice, that it's the interdependency. It's not that there's the better, the worse, the more important, the less important.
Yep.
You prioritize, and I think that's what you're talking about, is how do you prioritize as this right ventricle of this overall heart, that is the overall thing that's going to make this body run, is filing charts the best way I can be a right ventricle?
Yeah, no, it's not. And you have to be in charge of pumping blood if that's what you're going to be. And I think the body really works as a metaphor for a dental practice a little bit better than the team metaphor that everybody seems to, you know, yes, you're the batter, well, you're the pitcher, whatever, you're the dribbler. And that, I don't know, especially for our age group, Patty, I never participated in any group sports at all. That whole team thing is not where I'm at. Maybe the younger, you know, clinicians are a little bit better at that, but the body really embodies what I think the practice could be like. And you're right, the skin is not the most important. It is only the most important if it's not working. And together, all those pieces have to work to the vision of surviving and having the whole organism be mobile and healthy. So that's what the goal is, even for the person who comes in after all, you know, the clinicians clock out and clean the office. They have to think to themselves, okay, I am helping all of the patients be healthier, because now the clinicians don't have to wonder and worry about the garbage. Another thing to do is to know your numbers as a hygienist. I think just knowing what it is that you're doing and being able to track it somehow, I think, is really important. It's just like tracking your miles for your run or your walk, or tracking your weight, or tracking how many carbs you had last night, or all of that kind of stuff is important. And it is important to put it into a context where you can learn something from it. So last month you only did this many of that procedure, and this month you did a couple of more, and how many patients did you have that you referred for to the oral surgeon for oral cancer potential as compared to last month? Things like that. It doesn't have to only be on dollars.
No, so it's your Fitbit. What's your Fitbit?
There you go.
Analogy that a whole bunch of us really get. I keep getting my, you know, my Fitbit reports to me. It's now set up in a way that it reports to me, and I can see, and it's like, it's huge. It really helps us as much as having, you know, ways to re-language, to understand how this works and how you become the solution to whatever's going on, whether it's the patient, whether it's ourselves. And it's really about imagination. You know, can you imagine a dental practice with no office hours, unlimited vacation, and profit sharing for everyone? Whoa!
Right? I mean,
that's really what, and that sounds good to me. Yeah. It
yeah.
Does. I'm not an employee. I'm not reporting in. I'm participating. And that's why we want to talk this month, this time, about, you know, what do you think? What does our audience think here of, can this work in a traditional practice? I mean, you know, can you visualize this at all? And that's why, you know, go look at Chuck's book, go back and look at some of these articles, but look at them through new eyes and what we're trying to say here. We're not trying to manipulate you. We're trying to help you become enrolled and become stakeholders in this idea. Kind of what we're talking about here is what we're doing. So it's really important to hear from you. So Shirley, I think it's time for us to give them some food for thought, and they're going to read a little bit more in the article, and again, more to come on this subject in the future.
Yeah, we'll have a lot more. And Patty, I think that I would like to put in a vote right now to talk a little bit about the supporting tools that we've created to allow hygienists to achieve these new levels. You have a series of books. I have my own mastermind group now. And I think that those two things are going to be really good ways of helping clinicians, independent clinicians and groups of clinicians to achieve this higher level.
I absolutely agree with you. You know, we're easy to find. You just look up our name, Shirley Gutkowski, Patty DeGangi. We're really easy to find out there. You know, Google has everything.
Yeah. Ask Dr. Google. All right, Patty, have a great rest of the day, and I'll talk to you later.
All right. You too, Shirley. You'll love to hear from the audience, too.